Moncrief on News Talk.
New figures just released in the UK have revealed the number of young people combining education with a part-time job has fallen from 40% in the 1990s to just 20% now. Cue all sorts of Nigel Farage-style grumbling about how we were working in mines when we were six. So is the picture similar here? We're joined by Caroline Reedy from the HR Suite. Afternoon, Caroline.
Afternoon, Sean.
Are there as many part-time jobs as there used to be?
Definitely not. We're seeing that for lots of different reasons, there are less part-time jobs available. And potentially, I suppose, with the introduction of AI as one big thing and a lot more automation. So if you go into, for example, any of your local supermarkets, which was a very typical weekend part-time or summer job, we see a lot more self-scan checkouts, for example, now that might be manned. Six self-scans might be manned by one person, for example. So the introduction of AI also in maybe the entry-level jobs, the very basic jobs that might have been done by entry-level, part-time or weekend staff have also been consumed by AI. So that's definitely one factor. Another factor, I suppose, is the increase in national minimum wage. Even though we still have sub-minimum rates in Ireland for under-18s, our minimum wage is quite expensive now at 14, 15 for employers. And many will say, look, instead of maybe getting a part-time person who maybe never had a job before and maybe doesn't have the same skills, I'll get somebody who's more experienced. And as we know, that might be a short-term decision that might mean that that person doesn't get the opportunity to gain that experience.
Yeah. Could it also be the, well, I suppose also if someone is in third level education or second level education, are the demands in their times greater than they used to be?
Absolutely. And for a lot of people now, they also have the additional commute. Very few people have the luxury of maybe on-site accommodation for college. We hear that, you know, accommodation is a huge challenge for students. So for many of them, they have the commute, they have the college, I suppose, responsibilities. So to add in a part-time job with those is definitely something that might be a bit more challenging. But at the same time, I think equally, if you have the motivation to want the job, there's definitely lots of them still out there. So even though they might be slightly less and they might be in different areas, there still are jobs and they're so important to give somebody that edge when they are looking for maybe full-time employment.
Yeah. Now, because two things can be true or multiple things can be true at the same time, might it also be the case that perhaps younger people today were a wee bit fussier about taking jobs?
I think a lot of people now want interesting work and, you know, they, in the ideal world, you know, they want to get, you know, opportunity to maybe work in the sector that they've chosen as a career. But as we all know, that's probably the wish list more so than the reality. But I know my first job was in the White Sands Hotel in Ballyhigh in Kerry, and like the brilliant skills, you know, that you got from your first job collecting glasses to being, you know, promoted to work in the wash up and then eventually to progress to become a waitress or a bartender, the additional skills you got, whether that was communication, dealing with colleagues, dealing with customers, it really does stand to you for life in terms of not alone getting the extra pocket money. It's also, these are the skills now that in a lot of companies, they're actually training people in their graduate role to really develop these skills, because a lot of employers are now finding that those, you know, social skills and emotional intelligence maybe isn't as developed as they'd like.
Yeah. So it's a shame that I suppose people might look at working in a shop or in a bar as a menial job, but you're actually learning things without you even perhaps even realizing you're learning things.
Absolutely. And for a lot of people as well, it really, they really enjoy the buzz of it, and it gives them an interest in working in that career, because there's brilliant career opportunities as well for people to progress within these industries. And we know as well now there are industries that, you know, they've really enhanced the benefits. Back in the day, you maybe didn't get health, you know, insurance or, you know, pensions, etc. But all these jobs now have really realized that to, you know, attract and retain really good talent, they've really made big inroads into their benefits packages. ultimately, I suppose, arguably, they might have less people working in numbers, but the cost of the wage bill has increased. But then people want to get really good calibre people working in those areas as a result.
Yeah, so it gets harder for, it's a kind of a vicious circle in a way, because then you'd have, as you said, you have people going into the workforce who maybe have a master's degree, but they've never actually worked in a job. And then have no idea. They think a master's degree will just, you know, can I be in charge now? And it's not like that at all.
No, but I suppose ultimately, like, no question about it, when now we see AI having a bigger role in screening CVs, for example, etc. You know, those that have, whether it's, you know, being done by AI or it's some a person, always the person who's got that extra little bit of experience and, you know, that opportunity to develop those skills. And that doesn't have to be just through the job. They might be involved in sport or, you know, other activities. But it's definitely something to prioritise. I think the introduction of work experience in transition year has been really welcome, where people are getting the opportunity to put the toe in the water in sectors and jobs maybe that they wouldn't have ordinarily thought they might like, and then all of a sudden they do. Similar applies, I suppose, to those, you know, summer jobs and, you know, evening work. And definitely you'd like to think that people are thinking ahead now to kind of think, well, look, I'd love to get a bit of experience under my belt to help when I do have that master's that you mentioned, that that will give me the edge.
Yeah, indeed. Caroline, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Caroline Reedy there from the HR suite. One texter says, I babysat every single weekend when I was in school, and it paid for my Leaving Cert holiday. As somebody with a young child now, I can tell you it's almost impossible to get a babysitter. They don't seem interested at all. It does, yeah, that's kind of, I don't know if that's, you know, I don't know if, how you can measure that. But that would be my perception as well. It's more difficult to get babysitters. We always used to get young lads from about 14 or 15 up on a Saturday for work experience. Another text of somebody else says, when I was in college 3 years ago, I had a job in a factory at the weekend, 2 12-hour shifts. I left that factory job and I graduated to find work related to my degree, have been unemployed since. Shouldn't have ever went to college. Gosh, that perhaps tells its own story. Since 2015 or so, underage sport, which is great for them, has put stop to being free to work. Now we're getting young lads at the age of 18, brilliant at sport, but can't sweep a floor. I spent 6 years working in a bar and retail when I was in university, undergrad and postgrad in the 80s and early 90s. Incredible life skills were learned. Indeed. And you don't even realise you're learning them at all.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.